It's 88.5 KCSN, and we're welcoming back a friend of KCSN who's here with a serious cause and something he's been devoted to supporting for a while. Jacob Dillon joined us. Welcome, Jacob.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. It's been over a year. We missed you in October. You have your regularly scheduled appointment here.
Why? You know,
Jacob-tober, which we have going here at KCSN.
Did I miss it?
Yeah, that's all right. We'll make it up next year. But you're here now, and it's a good reason. Let's rephrase that. It's a positive concern that you have that brings you here today, and that's the fact that you're going to be doing your fourth Rock the Night benefit concert at the Troubadour on April 18th. And Rock the Night is involved with connectingtocure.org, which involves itself with Crohn's and colitis disease. I take it that you have a personal history, a family member that has Crohn's, and that kind of got you involved in wanting to support this benefit?
Yeah, I have a nephew who's affected by it greatly since he was very little. And, you know, I've watched their journey, my brother and his wife's journey of taking care of him and all they have to do. And, you know, it's all I can really do from my end is if I can contribute playing these shows and try to get my friends to come down and play also and, you know, make it a good time for everybody at the end of these evenings, which can be, you'll learn a lot. But the nature of these evenings is it's a lot of diagrams go up and a lot of thank yous and a lot of speeches. So, you know, I make myself available each year, no matter what else I'm doing. Whenever they put this evening together, I'll be there and I'll bring that portion at the end of the evening of myself and some friends to play some music.
I'm a Crohn's sufferer. I have Crohn's. And first of all, when we're dealing with Crohn's or colitis or any of the IBS things, you know, some people don't take it as seriously as perhaps they should. They don't realize how severe it can be as an autoimmune disorder. Now, I know your sister-in-law, Stacy, it would seem there's a heck of a degree of personal devotion on her part. She seems really engaged.
Yeah, well, they have a real severe case of it in their family. I mean, as you know, there's different levels of it, and one of their struggles is finding medication that'll work, and part of what this is doing is raising money for research for medication. Ultimately, of course, we want a cure. Like for all these, any disease, but certainly the autoimmune disorder diseases, you want you want a cure, ultimately. But for some, medication to make the time easier and more comfortable, you know, is
managing
is first,
it.
Yeah, managing it and first and foremost getting comfortable because I'm not sure what degree you are with it, how you suffer from it, how hard it is to manage. But if you're little and you're going to school, it's a full-time concern, and they have a real difficult case of it. And he spends a lot of time being very uncomfortable, and I've seen how it's affected his life. And if you have the ability to help in any way, I mean, help is needed everywhere,
right?
Of course. But, you know, first, I think if it's something that affects your immediate family, your own community, you have an obligation, and you have if you can help raise the awareness and certainly help raise money, most of us would want to do that.
It is something when we all are involved in a number of causes and concerns and want to do as much as we can to help. But as you point out, when it does touch anyone's immediate family or personal friend, your sense of awareness and your sense of urgency increases. Mm-hmm. And particularly when it's someone in the pediatric side, nobody wants to see someone in their early teens suffer. I mean, that's the time of supposed to be kids.
I mean, there's a lot of help needed all over, you know, especially when you're dealing with kids and certainly someone like yourself. Like, these are things that, you know, we didn't do anything from poor health habits to bring on, or accidents or mistakes or poor choices to bring us to these places. These are these are things that happen to you, and they must feel like a sentence most of the time. Must feel like a sentence that I'm sure, you learn to live with it. And you seem like a pretty adjusted, pretty happy guy, but I wouldn't know how difficult it is for you. But I'm sure it's pretty much always on your mind.
First of all, an autoimmune disorder, it's inflammation, and if your body's fighting inflammation
it's attacking
constantly,
itself.
you know, it does drain your energy. It does wear on you.
It believes it has a foreign entity in the body, and it attacks it.
Yeah, this kind of day has no night, and I ain't got much on my mind. I ain't got much on my mind, 'cause I know something good this way comes. Now watching the streets filling up, watching the streets filling up, in the shade of the summer sun, in the shade of the summer sun.
You've worked with other musicians in the past who suffered from Crohn's. I know Mike McCready, a guy who is very open and talks about his Crohn's and tries to raise awareness. Have some of the musicians that you've worked with, have they come to understand, and were there others that had experience, be it with the family or themselves?
Yeah, you know, Mike has played with, he did come down and play a couple years ago, played a few songs with us. And he is vocal about his own suffering from it and his history with it. And, you know, we're usually in touch around this time. If he's available, he wants to always help, but I don't think he's available this year. But, you know, most of the people that I asked to be involved, if you're someone like myself, you know, I get asked favors, and I won't ask very often my friends for favors like that, because we've got our careers and then we're friends. But if I do ask, I think I ask infrequently enough that they know that it means something important to me, and I give them the same room if I'm asked to do things. If a friend of mine who needs someone like me to come and play, if it's important to them, I'll be there. And then once you're there, you realize it's important to them and you want to learn. And I don't think anybody who's played at these shows has been directly as involved as I am, or Mike more specifically than me. But they all learn, and they know it's important. Not just all around, but if it's important to me, then they learn about it and they realize what a good thing they're doing.
And it has to be a good feeling for musicians whenever they play, a benefit for this cause or any cause. There has to be a certain sense of self-satisfaction, knowing, hey, look, I did what I do best to help someone else, and that certainly has to be a fulfilling feeling for the artist.
Yeah, I've always felt that when I've been asked to be a part of things like this, that you're lucky enough if you have a handful of songs and a name of some kind of value that will draw attention to anything like this, and you can't be a part of all of them. So when they do, if they happen to be something that's important to you, it's a kind of a no-brainer to be involved. I do find that most people I know who play music feel the same way. You'd like to be out every night playing music anyhow.
Right.
And people have careers to worry about and their own strategies and hang-ups to worry about. But if you say, come down and play a few songs, a little bit unrehearsed, and have a good time, people usually jump at that.
Well, and that's the thing we always want to bring up, too, when we talk about benefits like this. As much as there is information exchange, as much as there is the benefit and the very important need to raise money, there's also going to be great music that is there to lift the spirit, not only of those who are suffering, but those who are attending and giving their time and money to just be there and be in support.
I think so. I mean, that's when I discuss it with my brother and my sister-in-law, I always say that, you know, it can be a heavy night, and people they come to the table, you know, well-informed, and they're ready to, you know, address what the fundraiser is all about. But after, you know, hour and 45 minutes, 2 hours, I like to go up and just kind of be relieved, and I try to bring some kind of, you know, X factor each year of I don't know who's going to be there with me, and I'll be there, and I'll always have some kind of a core group, but then I'm always looking for friends I know in town who want to come down and do a song or two, and they'll be that this year as well.
So we can take this conversation that we're having to not only invite our listeners to support the Rock the Night benefit, which is at the Troubadour on April 18th, once again. Connectingtocure.org is a way to get more information, but we also can use it to send out the all call to the musicians that listen to KCSN.
Yeah, if you're friends of mine or not, and this is something that sounds important to you and it sounds like something interesting, I'm sure you can just, you know.
Get a hold of us. We'll get a hold of you.
Or, you know, just call information and ask for my number. Tell them I said it's okay, and let me know. There's room for everybody.
And the wine isn't working, the vacancy signs are off. The hardships of marching, they've only just begun. Now love is a country, better cross when you're young.
You performed at our first benefit here at KCSN. That is now 3.5 years ago. I mean, time flies.
Is that it?
It's coming up on 4 years.
Okay. Wow.
Time flies, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And while you were doing sound check, something happened that might seem mundane, but you and I agreed it, there was some sort of cosmic
significance. No, we turned around during sound check, and there was a very large praying mantis on my amplifier.
And he remained there.
And he remained there, which, you know, through research and development in our research development department here, we discovered that it's of course good luck, which I imagine it would be. It's a good start to a show. It's a good finish to a sound check. And I haven't seen one since, and I haven't had anybody tell me they see them out in their yard, on their car, let alone on their amplifier. So,
and he hung for your whole sound check. So that was a good omen that the show, as we knew that night, it was a magical night, wasn't it?
It was, and it was a good start to. I'd forgotten that was the first year. That was just 3 years ago.
Going on 4.
Wow. Well, that's a good way to start the whole event that you started.
It did, and it still remains. You know, obviously our debt of gratitude to you is great, and that you were there from day one, and this, I salute you because this will be your 4th year that you've been given what you can to the Rock the Night benefit. So, in turn, we ask our listeners once again. On April 18th, we hope you will circle the date and be at the Troubadour to support the Rock the Night benefit. Jacob Dylan, of course, leading the way. ConnectingToCure.org is the website where you can get more information, tickets, etc. And the next time you're out here, you and I will talk about music and what your plans are and what your stratagem, as you mentioned earlier, is. Yeah. But we'll save that for the next one. We'll keep the focus this time on the Rock the Night benefit. And thanks for taking the time to come out. Obviously, when it all got brought up, I was a little reluctant at first to tell Stacy, of course we'll help. I got it.
Right. But that's a nice circle of coincidences, though. No?
Well, it's something that we're clearly... You don't want to self-aggrandize, your personal involvement in, but it's saying, hey, look, I suffer from it. This is real.
There's a lot of people sitting right next to you at work right now who suffer from it. You just wouldn't always know. It's much more prevalent than people might imagine.
Well, you're doing a great thing with the Rock the Night benefits. So hopefully our listeners, and yes, again, musicians who perhaps want to lend their time to support Jacob in providing some musical entertainment for this very worthy benefit. It's Rock the Night at the Troubadour, April 18th. And if you are musicians out there and you want to get connected to Jacob, you can always come through KCSN and we will be glad.
No demo tapes, though.
No demo tapes, no. Well, they'll send them to me first, so,
I can't help anybody with demo tapes. That's all I'm saying.
I'll screen the demo tapes.
I mean, I might like it. I might find something I like, but I can't do anything.
If someone sends in a great song, we'll play it. So
that's
a bonus.
That's an incentive.
That's an incentive. Yeah. All right. Well, good to see you again, and thank you for your support of this.
Hey,
good
of course,
cause.
And thank you guys for always letting me on the show and talking about this one specifically. And I will be back to talk about some other exciting things I think that would be nice to talk about soon.
We want nothing but the best for you on every level. So our thanks today and to Jacob Dylan, and Godspeed to you, my friend.
Thank you very much.
You got it.